You're here, we're here. I'm Z.
And this is Amy.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons Presents True Crime. And we will be a crime-in today. This case is, honestly, it's going to blow your mind. First and foremost, though, Amy, how are you? And do you have a show and tell for us?
I'm great. And you better believe that I got a show and tell. My show and tell is more of a thing than a product. But there are some products. I will put them in the show notes. But how are you? Before I continue, that was so rude of me. Are you good?
Yeah, we're actually doing pretty good. My kids are back in school, so that's great. Yeah. My youngest is like taking consistent naps that are longer than 20 minutes. So I
love that.
So for like 1 hour a day, I can speak in full sentences and think through them at the same time. It's
a whole hour?
Normally a whole hour, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 3 hours.
What? You know? Thank you, Renito, for for doing your thing. That's amazing. Well, I love to hear that. Okay, so if you follow us, thank you. But also, you know that like I buy all the things and Z buys none of the things, which is great. But this summer, we spent 6 weeks in a house half the size of the house that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
So since we've gotten home.
Summer camp style.
Since we've gotten home, I am just yeeting everything out of our house.
Oh, because you haven't used half of the stuff in weeks and weeks.
We haven't used it. And also, I learned this summer, I can live without all of this garbage that I'm like holding on to that like we might need. So we are full on Marie Kondo. Like if it doesn't destroy, we're just pitching it. We're getting rid of it. So I don't like to fill our landfills. I'm okay with it if I have to, but if I don't have to, I'm trying not to. We are like just getting rid of everything we have, most of our worldly possessions. So I figured it's probably that time of year for a lot of other people. I'm going to give you a couple of products/ideas to help you get rid of that stuff with minimal like losing your mind. Okay. I 100% hate selling things on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, it's the worst.
So if I can avoid it, I do. Now, I know some people, it's their thing. If that's your jam, please do it. I have some things you can sell for me.
I only do expensive things. Like, like right now I'm trying to sell my bassinet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's because it's like $60 that I could get. That's not like a huge, but that's like date night kind of for me, my portion of date night.
For sure. Well, and I always try to outweigh, is the $60 I'm going to make on this worth the stupid questions I'm going to get from people on Facebook Marketplace? And if at
most the time it's not.
At that time, yes, the answer is yes, then I will definitely do it. But I'm not using Marketplace this time. I'm trying to find places that are not Goodwill that will take donations. So small shelters.
Goodwill sucks ass, you guys. Like I donate to Goodwill a lot, but I hate them. I donate to Goodwill because it is in fact easiest and
Well, for sure. And you can just drop it off. And if that's what you want to do.
I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't need a bra.
Yep. No.
They have bins.
No shame. Do it. Because I think that's great too. But sometimes
they suck. Goodwill's awful. They're they're really corrupt in my personal opinion.
It's not great. Goodwill, Salvation Army, often run by religious groups, and then that's just, you know, never very nice. So I'm trying to not do that, but I've got a couple of tips. One that my little ADHD brain is really learning to try to do is attack things in small sections. When I need to clean something, I'm usually like, okay, I've got 2 hours. I can clean my house from top to bottom. No problem. I'll get through it all. No, you cannot. You're going to end up buried in garbage and possibly crying. So don't do that.
If
so
you're
small
trying
areas.
To declutter at the same time, yes, for sure. 100%. Because there's a difference between cleaning and deep cleaning and deep cleaning and decluttering. Those are three separate things.
Yes. Agreed. So small sections. One cabinet, one thing, do one thing at a time. So that's the first big tip. The second big tip is I do four piles. keep, donate, sell, and throw away. All those go into three different piles. If it's being kept, then you have to find a place for it to go. We have trash day once a week. Our trash day is always different because of holidays and stuff. It ships, which is so annoying. But we are tracking those so that we can fill our trash cans like all the way to the top if we need to. And then if we're going to donate it somewhere, it goes out of the house that day. I'm very proud of myself. My trunk has not been full of Goodwill. It is like, okay, this is where I'm taking it. I'm taking it today. And that's when it's going. I talked about how much I hate Facebook Marketplace, but what I've tried this time, and I've heard of other people using this, but ThredUp, you can sell them your stuff. It's kind of like a consignment shop, but you don't have to go in anywhere.
So it's like Plato's Closet.
Sort of, yes. But it's not, you can't stand there and say like, okay, you're only going to give me this much, like take it back. Like you have to be willing to let go of those things for any amount of money. But they send you a bag for free. I think it's like a $15 service fee that they'll take out of whatever it is that they give you for like processing or whatnot. But if there's stuff in there they don't want, they will donate it to whoever they donate to.
Ooh,
which
okay.
It's gone.
And kids' clothes. I have some really good brand kids'
yes.
clothes.
Well,
that
my
aren't
mom
super well worn because Aurora has like, oh God, her wardrobe. Everybody buys her clothes and she loves it.
Yes.
I'm never going to tell them not to. And she has to wear a uniform for school, but then she has a whole nother other closet.
Right.
With the fucking tutus and the glitters
and
the rainbows. All the things.
And my mother, God love her, and she's been listening to our podcast lately. So mom, if you're listening to this.
Oh, what a gem. We
sorry
love
for
your parents.
Saying the F word so much.
But it's my bad. I am sorry.
She's fine.
Her and Mark, I just,
yes.
Their ears are bleeding every
And they are. Sorry, guys.
Pardon. My parents did teach me better. They tried. Yeah. They tried really hard. They taught me better for years and years, and I still turned out like this.
It's true.
You're welcome.
But it's okay. We like you anyways. But she is a shopping problem. So there are oftentimes there's stuff
mother
in
too.
Their closet that they've only gotten to wear a couple of times. So if you're not using ThredUp, check it out. It's a good place to get consignment stuff as well. But I felt it was like a decent deal. We got a couple extra bucks out of it and I felt okay about the stuff leaving and going somewhere to be donated. I didn't have to haul it
in. And
you
don't have to sit there and watch the girls at Plato's Closet be like, oh,
this is ugly.
This is 17 seasons ago, you fat, nasty cow.
I know. Exactly.
How dare you?
And I honestly thought they weren't going to give me anything. And I think I ended up making like 25 bucks. Like it was like a decent amount of like a little bit of cash, which wasn't bad. I'm going to put a link to ThredUp in the show notes that will give you like 45% off if you buy something, which is great. And I also added some organizational things to our Amazon store, which if you're looking to organize, I love containers. So you'll see some good stuff in there.
One of the child's.
No, the children broke your thing. I bought one of those grabbers for when Ren was born.
No?
Oh, you totally could.
It's still.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could.
Do you like that ASMR?
Click,
okay.
Click, click, click. So for those of you not watching, that was a grabber.
Sorry.
Which I think is also in our product recommendation store.
I didn't want it. I thought you would, like, when you were like, no, this is great. And then you sent it to me and I was like, fuck it, I'm pregnant. I'm going to try it. I'm not pregnant right now, guys. This was back in the day when I was, in fact, with child. And I was like, fuck it. I guess I'm going to use it because I can't really bend down. Anyways, I am in one of the best shapes of my life, to be honest, still using this goddamn grabber thing because it is sent from the heavens. It's
it really
from the
is,
heavens.
Especially if you have kids who play with tiny toys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very easy way
especially
to pick
for
them
the
up.
End of the day. My back hurts picking up all those little Legos.
Yeah. Sometimes it is faster to just get down on your fucking
yes.
knees and like pick the shit up. But sometimes when it's like a sock and I'm vertically challenged, I'm not very tall.
Hard thing.
So I use it to get to yeet stuff off of shelves too. So definitely get that. But check out our Amazon store. There's tons of great products, books, stuff that we find helpful.
This grabber so you can
squeak. And in the show notes is a link to both our product store and to ThredUp. But who's ready to talk about crime?
Oh yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, maybe. You know, 10 minutes in. We're only 10 minutes in, folks. So let's be honest. This You're is welcome. Like a huge
We
a huge
bless step your for eardrums us. Every single day, and that at least once a week. And that's why you tuned in. So just don't act like you're annoyed. You literally knew what you were getting into. This is like episode 125 at this point. I think Something that might like even that. Be the number.
I actually think what it's if 120. It was? It's 120, I think.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I was really
Isn't that
close.
Exciting. And happy 1 year, by the way. We just passed our 2 years.
2 years.
We just passed 2 years of podcasting. So those of you that are around, we love you and we're so glad Yay! You're here. And this episode actually came from one of our Instagram besties. And I'm not even going to pretend that I know how to say her Instagram handle. Her first name is Daphne. And I'm going to put her handle in the show notes. There's I'm like fairly certain S's it's her and last K's, name.
Probably. There's a W, a Z in here. There's just lots of letters. It's a lot of, it's a, it looks really cool. I bet it sounds really cool too.
So Daphne, if you're around, thank you so much for recommending this episode. And pop on to your stories and tag us and say what your handle sounds like, because I am not going to butcher that. I'm not going to do it. But the case we are talking about today is a little wacky. It's one of those cases where justice, if you're waiting for justice to be served.
It's like the Sandra Bland case. If you haven't listened to that, we did cover her case. It's not at all similar, but it just in the justice not served, like a very just gross mishandling of law enforcement yes. and the privilege that comes with it.
Agreed.
So that's how they're like mirrored.
Yes. Yes. It's one of those cases where you're like, are you kidding me? This is clearly an open and shut case. And it.
Oh, like Grant Solomon, too.
Grant Solomon. We just covered him, which has been one of our more.
I was trying to think of the name. And I was lofty, like, no, we just did this.
We've had a lot of listeners on that one. So if you have listened to the Grant Solomon case or you have not, you should definitely listen to
it. And share it to your followers, too, because that one is like literal nutso nutso.
This one, too, I think is very nutso-nutso, and I'm yes. not, I'm excited to talk about it because I do think it's one that maybe needs to be talked about more, but I'm not excited to talk about it because it's really sad. So this is, today we're going to talk about the murder of Molly Marie Young. We spent a good 10 minutes before this episode started trying to figure out, is it Molly? Is it Marie? Is it Mary? Is it what? But Molly Marie Young. So the body of Molly Marie Young was found by police on the morning of March 24th, 2012. So again, not super, super long ago, but long enough. She was found in the bedroom of her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Richie Minton. In a lot of the research, she's referred to as both Molly and Molly Marie. So I don't know. I'm going to call her Molly moving forward. We're just going to see what it goes. But she's the only female person that we're going to talk about in this episode. But to back it up. Richie Minton, so the on-again boyfriend, had been heavily drinking, calls Molly around 3 a.m., insisting that he needs her help. Now, she had not been drinking, so that kind of sets up how she ends up at his house. A call several hours after her assumed time of death, Richie tells first responders that he must have slept through the shots fired from his .45 caliber handgun. Because when the police arrived or the paramedics had arrived, she had been shot in the head sometime after she had arrived at his house that night. So Richie had a roommate. His name was Wesley. And Wesley is the one that made the 911 call. So remember, he called her around 3 a.m. The 911 call was made at 9:02 a.m. Six hours later, but according to like first responders, several hours after her death. So are we on the same page? Are we following? On this 911 call, Richie takes the phone from Wesley. So Wesley is the roommate. He's the one that makes the call. He takes the phone away from Wesley, who is upset. He's distraught. Richie starts talking to the dispatcher, who he apparently knows. So there's like red flag number 58. He apparently knows this dispatcher, and he does not sound intoxicated on the call. I have not listened to this 911 call, but he did not sound intoxicated. Remember, at 3 a.m., he's like totally schwasted.
Well, but yeah, that's 6 hours. That gives you time to sleep it off.
I guess. And he, according to him, he had been asleep. So maybe he had. But here comes another piece of suspicious evidence. Richie had 2 6-inch long scratches on his side, which he claims must have happened during his CPR attempt on Molly.
Because he didn't hear the gunshots. And so when he went to give CPR on her dead, lifeless body, it was therefore
him?
Possessed by, I don't, and the now scratches.
Right.
This
I don't
haunted.
Understand.
Haunted. His right. house is haunted.
This is a haunted
case.
And
burn some sage.
Yeah. Well,
have a medicine woman come out there and do it for you.
No kidding. So the police report of the actual investigation shows that they conducted gunshot residue tests on Richie, on Wesley, and on Molly. So on all three of them, like, did she shoot herself? Did one of them shoot her? They were all negative, allegedly.
But
all
if she
three,
shot herself, then negative. It should be on her hands.
It should be. But they don't know. They're saying, no, there was no gunshot residue. So what's the kicker in this case? I feel like we're already really finding the kickers. But we had mentioned that Richie had taken the phone from Wesley.
Oh, yes.
Because he knew the dispatcher that Wesley was talking to. So why did he know that? Why did the police never charge Richie or Wesley with any crime? Well, our friend Richie was employed by the police department as a telecommunicator. And he is the son of a longtime sheriff's deputy.
Of course he is.
Dun, dun, dun. So by the time police arrived, Richie had already lawyered up. ISP, which is like the investigation people, showed up, and seven individuals came forward, two independent investigators, saying that the police department was on the scene much earlier than when Wesley made the 911 call. So seven people say that they saw police at that house before the 911 call was made. Some people, maybe including myself, believe that this is a significant police cover-up.
Well, yes, because, again, details. She gets there around like 3:30 in the morning, let's say.
Yeah.
The 911 call comes in at 9:02 from the roommate. Roommate sounds distraught. Richie grabs the phone, talks them down, whatever, whatever. But seven witnesses say, no, by 9 a.m., the police were already there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way this call would have been made because the police were already there. They made the call while the police were there, maybe, because the police told them, like, yo, y'all need to maybe go get your story straight over there in the corner really quick, because this is not looking so good for y'all. So Richie reports the death as an overdose on the 911 call. Very confusing because she was shot in the fucking head.
Right.
So how
do you overdose and get shot in the head?
Very weird. And he told the first responders that he only found the gunshot wound after attempting to perform CPR on Molly, when she allegedly scratched him, even though she was dead and shot in the head at that point. So when they discovered those scratches, he told them, this was during the CPR. So strange. Molly's own words did not help any of this investigation, though, because there was an inquest, and an inquest is conducted by a judge. I had to look it up because it was like, I was like, what's an inquest? Like,
thanks for doing that, because I have no clue.
We do this and we pretend like we understand the crimey thingies, and sometimes
and
we
sometimes
just
I do,
don't.
And sometimes I
and
don't.
Sometimes I don't. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I was like, I don't know what an inquest is. So an inquest is conducted by a judge, jury, or government official, and it may or may not require an autopsy carried out by a coroner or medical examiner. And generally, they are conducted only when deaths are sudden or unexpected. They may be called by the coroner, the judge, the prosecutor, or on a formal request from the public. So there was an inquest. And during the inquest, this was in January 2013, there was actually a jury at this inquest. And the jurors heard extended excerpts from Molly's journal. and she expressed a bunch of suicidal thoughts. So some of those were up to 2 years previous. She could have possibly been in a better place. She could have also not been in a better place. And a series of text messages. So that was from her own like handwritten journal, right? That's pretty damning.
Right. It was in her. Yeah. That was hers. Only probably she was the only one that had probably ever looked at
it. Exactly. Now, just because you are having suicidal thoughts does not necessarily mean that you would act out on those suicidal thoughts. I know as a mom, sometimes I'm like, LOL, I could just jump off this bridge right now and nobody would cry. I wouldn't hear any more crying, I guess is what I should, what I mean.
A lot of people would cry.
But I wouldn't have to hear the baby crying anymore. I won't have to make meals. There would be never more, no more laundry. Like, you know, LOL. So I understand that just because, but this was not good because, you know, they're trying, he knows all the people and they're obviously trying to make it seem like he had nothing to do with it. Whereas I personally think that he shot her in the head. Allegedly. Now this really sucks. A series of text messages was sent from her phone in the hours before she died, detailing more suicidal thoughts and attempts to overdose on pills. In the text, she stated she planned to shoot herself in the head after discovering text messages on Richie's phone where he was trying to meet up with some other women for like sexy time. The jury ultimately ruled the case of her death as undetermined due to lack of evidence. Obviously, there's been some suspicions surrounding that. There weren't any fingerprints on the weapon. There was no gancha residue on Molly's hands, and she's right-handed. So how could she have shot herself on the left side of her head? She would have had to come all the way over. It's a very like...
Or been holding with her non-dominant hand, which is like really hard.
You don't do that. Yeah.
Especially if you're right-handed. Now I'm a lefty. And so I do a lot of things with my right hand because you're taught that, like you're taught in school, everything's right-handed, but still for somebody who's right-handed uses that as their dominant hand. That is it, that to me is kind of like, all right, that's a huge no in the Molly column of like, she didn't do this to herself to me.
Exactly. Another thing, the investigators didn't conduct a blood alcohol test on Richie until nearly 14 hours after her death, which at that point, why even run it? Why even do one? After 14 hours, like there's almost like, why? What's the point in that? Especially everybody had told, like the witnesses had told the police that he was drinking very heavily, and investigators actually found traces of vomit on his shorts, but truly not really sure what that has to prove other than the fact that Richie's a liar or I don't.
Right.
Him being drunk, I don't feel like has anything to do with it. It's just like another thing that they just didn't, another way that they didn't collect evidence in the way that they should have collected evidence.
The only thing I think about him being drunk is, listen, mistakes happen, and I'm not saying that it would have been okay if he accidentally shot her, but like, what if she was upset about something? What if she did try to shoot herself and accidentally he was taking the gun from her and like accidentally it shot her?
Exactly.
What if that happened? Like, I don't want anybody to get shot and I don't want anybody to get murdered. Well, there's a few people I can think of, but not Molly Mary. I don't want her to be murdered. Why would you not just, especially if you knew people in the system, why wouldn't you say like, listen, it was an accident. Like, this is what happened. There's definitely evidence to back that up. Where it's like, hey, she got really upset. This is what it was. I don't know. I just feel like.
Would you tell the police that, or would you? I would probably try to lie because I would think that I would for sure go to jail because I just admitted that I was guilty, even if it was an accident. And you would, but if it was an accident, then why should I tell everybody that I shot her? Because it wasn't like okay, I understand that that's wrong. I do also, I don't want to go to jail for killing somebody.
You don't want to go to jail, but I think if you had connections within the police department, you probably wouldn't get a ton of, I mean, like maybe you get a little bit of time, maybe you get time served, maybe you get whatever, like, I don't know. And I'm sure your first inclination is to say I didn't do anything. It wasn't me. But it seems very suspect to me, not whether she was the instigator of it or he killed her for whatever reason. Why were the police at his house before anybody called 911?
Oh, somebody heard the gunshots. And nobody else heard the gunshots.
Or somebody called a cop and said, yes, I need your help. Come over here right now because this shit went mm-hmm. down and this is what happened. And then they said, this is what you need to say. But who, I don't know, how often are just strangers walking into people's houses with your own handgun and shooting people? There's too many holes. Too many holes.
Yes, agreed. Nobody has ever been charged in connection with her death. Two former Jackson County state attorneys ultimately declined to file any charges in the case. Like, they just were like, no, we're good because of uncertain circumstances. And a state prosecutor conducted his own review of the case nearly 8 years ago, but his final report offers no suspects or final say in what may or may not have happened to her. So Richie offed her, and then he called the police. This is my allegedly, this is the alleged timeline that I may or may not think happened, okay?
Yes.
So I think that he called her, she went over there, she was hysterically upset because she found text messages on his phone. Like, I do believe that, because the text message on his phone would probably back that up, right? And he, on purpose or accidentally, the gun happened, the gun thing, it did happen. And then he called his police friends to help figure out what he should do next. And they did.
Get his story straight before he calls it mm-hmm. in officially.
Mm-hmm. And they did. So who's to say if it's an accident or on purpose? But either way, I think all the time, the timeline, that's what I personally think happened.
It's worth noting.
And I think the roommate found her maybe when the other police came. And so that's why he sounded more hysterical on the phone.
Could be.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Because I do not want to get sued.
Yeah, no, thank you. I think it's worth noting that anyone could have sent those text messages.
100%.
Specifically, Richie could have sent them to himself or could have sent them on his own looking to drag things up. I mean, they mentioned that they were on again, off again. So it could have been one of those tumultuous relationships where they just were kind of toxic to each other or whatever, you know, trying to do things to hurt the other person and all those things. In August of 2013, Jackson County State Attorney Mike Carr announced that no charges would be filed and he like officially closed the case and it has not been reopened since. Now, there are still Facebook groups and folks out there. Obviously, it's something people are still talking about. We got this as a case suggestion. So it's wild to me. She was from this happened in like Carbondale, Illinois. So it wasn't, I don't know.
Real that small town feel. To me
like, yeah, just like.
Which also makes more sense with the police cover up.
For sure. Which to me is so gross.
Because boys will be boys, Amy. Duh.
Boys
will murder. Boys will murder and rape because boys will be boys. LOL. If they pick on you, it's just because they like you. It's okay.
If they shoot you, it's just because they like you.
It's like
right.
Your fault because you said no. So you should have just said yes. See, that's where you done fucked up. And you have to realize that we are literally only here on this earth for the men folks.
I am not a fan. I had not heard of this case before now. And what is sad, though, as I was looking at some of the research, like her dad is still out there raising awareness, it's just, I think it's hard, especially when cases like this where it looks super suspect to, you know,
everyone?
Favoring one, well, everyone, but favoring a suspect or favoring somebody in the case. And like, you have to go on living as a family member, a friend, a loved one of the person that died. And there's nothing you can do except for continue to raise your voice and be loud and to tell people about her case. And maybe someday something new will come up, right?
Because
that happens. Sometimes in cases where somebody gets runs their mouth too much, and then they are then brought in. So if you have any other information on this case, Daphne, if you're listening to this and you have some more deets, please share with us. We would love to know more, but thanks for sharing this case, because it is one of those lesser known ones, but one that is infuriating.
Yes. Spread this one far and wide so we can get justice for Molly. And yeah, thanks to all of our social media friends for the great suggestions that we have had lately. I post to ask for case suggestions like every other week, essentially, and I have yet to be disappointed. We have almost closed out the year on what we will be doing, and it sounds so weird to say I'm excited because it's like murder shit, right? I am so excited for the stories that we are going to be telling coming up, because it's just, we have some really good suggestions, really good suggestions. Yeah.
And a couple that I've seen suggested more than once, which I love when that happens.
Yes.
It's like, ooh, this is going to be a really good one because it's been suggested a few times. So it's pretty good.
You can find us on all the things. In the meantime, minus X. I'm not on Twitter anymore because now Elon Musk switched it to X and I just can't get over it. So, like, you can still find us on there, but, like, we might not be checking as much. So get on the TikToks with us. Get on the Instagrams.
Yes.
And we will see you there. In the meantime, next week we will be back with another true crime case.
Another case. Goodbye.
Bye.